With over 600 million people in Africa lacking electricity, the International Energy Agency, the IEA, projects that Africa must double its electricity generation by 2040 to meet demand. Now, the first global African hydrogen summit, supported by the Namibian government and the Ministry of Mines and Energy, will be held from the 3rd to the 5th of September this year in Windhoek in Namibia. The summit aims to attract vital investments in green energy projects across the continent. To discuss this further, we're now joined on the line by William Shilamba, who's a delegate sales manager for the Global African Hydrogen Summit 2024. Thanks very much indeed for joining us and welcome to the program.
Yes, good morning, Peter. How are you?
Not too bad. I'm intrigued by the name of the summit. What does hydrogen in this title tell us?
Hydrogen basically describes the new form or industry of energy carriers that's obviously the global leading new renewable resource currently that we plan to transition to in order to achieve a net zero carbon emission world. Hydrogen is basically formed by separating the H out of the H2O from the water using an electrolysis process, which you mainly need electricity. In this case, green hydrogen comes from renewable resources of energy. So that is what hydrogen basically is in a nutshell.
All right. So we as a continent perhaps are further away than other continents towards hydrogen energy. So what will this summit be looking at?
Okay, the summit basically will be looking to catalyze significant investment and financing for bankable green energy projects across Africa. So not specifically only hydrogen projects, but renewable projects as a whole. The summit will focus on developing and scaling green economies by connecting key stakeholders, governments, investors, project developers, and industry leaders.
I suppose because we have a lot of sunshine, solar must be one of the green energies on top of the list.
Yes, definitely.
All right, so talk to us a little bit about how you're going to attract this investment.
All right, to attract investment, basically, through the summit, we have a variety of different initiatives. Number one being strategic partnerships. We'll be showcasing bankable projects, and we'll be facilitating high-level engagement as well as project investment roundtables, which we'll be having behind closed doors. We've had a call for projects, which actually ended on the 15th, where we did a call for projects where different project developers can actually submit bankable green projects that can be facilitated and also be directly introduced to financiers, investors, and government officials for feasibility and to foster possible deal-making. So what we plan to do as well at the conference is to facilitate pragmatic dialogues and partnerships. By leveraging Africa's abundant renewable energy resources, like you said, solar, and the summit also seeks to advance economic development in Africa. So it's going to be a quite jam-packed summit, a lot to benefit not only for Namibia but Africa as a whole.
I was just about to ask that whilst it's being held in Namibia, it really is a Pan-African event.
Yes, definitely. It's a Pan-African event. But also the key aspect of this event will be that it shall be an international event as well. We are looking at a lot of international guests and international key stakeholders within the renewable and energy industries.
Talk to me about some of the voices that people will hear. Who are some of the speakers and the messages that you're hoping to get through there?
Yes, definitely. We'll be having keynote speeches, obviously, by our President, Honorable Nangolo Mbumba, President of Namibia. He will be opening the summit, obviously, and the Honorable Toma Wendo, which is the Minister of Mines and Energy, will be discussing Namibia's green energy policies and initiatives. We'd also be having a delegate coming from the European Commission, who is the European Commissioner of Energy, Kadri Simpson, who will be also sharing some European prospects on hydrogen and clean energy transition. We'd also be having a lot of representatives from international green energy companies such as FortisK and Chariot Green Energy, Green Hydrogen, amongst a list of others, Eskom CEO, NamPower CEO, a lot of high level leaders attending. The list is basically endless, but for more information, for anybody who would like to know, there's more details on our website.
So a huge investment drive. I wonder, are there going to be learnings to share with each other? Because some countries have managed to make great strides that perhaps they could share their success stories with other countries.
Definitely. We'd also be having country pavilions and spotlights that will basically be highlighting the different initiatives throughout the different countries that are spearheading hydrogen and renewable projects. For example, Mauritania and Namibia, South Africa. We're basically going to be showcasing what these countries have done over the few years and what they plan to do and what the policies look like in the future for facilitation of partnerships between possibly Europe, the Asian countries, and Africa as a whole.
I know that your energy minister will be there, but will there be energy ministers from across the continent and policymakers? Because in the end, they really are the ones that create an enabling environment for all of this to happen.
Definitely, there is an array of ministers from across Africa and the world that will be attending. Namely, not only our minister in Namibia, but various ministers from Congo, Burundi, Uganda, Angola, you name it. The list is endless. Like I said, for the whole list, a lot of our listeners will have to go on our website, because if I have to name everybody, I would actually finish your segment on the radio station.
All right. So, what's in it for Namibia? What's a big win for you?
For Namibia, I would like just to highlight the benefits of Africa. There's a lot of local businesses and communities can benefit from these different initiatives that are being facilitated at the conference or at the summit, namely economic growth. Investments into green energy projects definitely do drive economic growth within any community. We'll also be fostering on skills development, improve energy access in Africa as a whole, sustainable development, obviously, and business opportunities for local businesses to participate in the green energy supply chain. So we're going to have a lot of topics that will be speaking on development, seeing that Africa is a key player and still developing in this sector. So it's the focus really is not only on Namibia, but Africa as a whole.
William Shilamba, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you very, very much indeed. I'm hoping that perhaps we might even be there when the summit kicks
Definitely.
off. Thanks so much.
Definitely, Peter. Thank you
Thanks,
so much for
Shilamba.
your time.
Thank you. That's William Shilamba, Delegate Sales Manager for the Global African Hydrogen Summit 2024, which will be taking place a little bit later in the year between the 3rd and the 5th of September. Well, something that